Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Monday at this time, we like to connect with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Bob Johnson is on the line with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. But you are not in Santa Rosa County, is that right?
No, I'm down south for a Florida Corrections Accreditation Commission meeting. I'm one of the commissioners that sits on the board.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I want to have questions about that. Before we get to that, though, I know y'all don't like to, you know, it's like cops are always afraid to take good credit. But last week, other than sort of the routine incidents, which there's always routine incidents, but other than the routine incidents, not a lot happened, right?
Yeah, it was actually pretty quiet.
Take it. I'll take it. The one thing I do want to give some praise for is that your canine team placed in the southeastern states, what, is it Manhunt Single Leash Division, is that right?
Yes, it is. And our oldest bloodhound, and I mean the oldest, Copper, he competed and came in first out of about 40 teams.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember when you guys were naming Copper, like, you know, as you say, they don't serve for all that long. What, typically about 4 or 5 years, 6 years, something like that?
Well, the road dogs usually are 4 or 5, you know, getting in and out of vehicles all day long and stuff like that. They don't last quite as long as the bloodhounds. The bloodhounds can go for, you know, 8, maybe 9, even there's been cases of 10.
And also, I'm inferring from what I know about dogs, but I'm assuming with the hip issues that shepherds and Malinois, I assume, have, that, you know, that compounds with the getting in and out of the vehicles. Is that right?
Yeah, it does. It does. It shortens their work lifespan, not their regular lifespan. They can live out a full life at the house with their master at the end of the day. So it's just, getting in and out of vehicles, you know, 20, 30 times a day is not good for them.
I can understand that being the case. So I did want to ask you about this. So one more time, you're on the commission that oversees certification for corrections officers. Is that right? Or facilities or both?
Facilities. Yeah. Basically what we do is when a, any jail in the state of Florida that wants to be accredited, they basically have to meet standards and we come up with those standards and then we make sure they're enforced across the board evenly to all the jails. So, you know, I think I'm doing Alachua County's jail this time. I'm sitting overseeing that one. And so, basically the sheriff of Alachua County comes up and we go over their results, and they either get reaccredited or not. And I'm proud to say Alachua County did great. They're a fantastic agency, and they're getting reaccredited. So
this is now, is this only the county level facilities, or does this include like the state prisons or even the federal penitentiaries?
Yeah, no, this is county only.
Okay.
So now we do county. You know, there's a lot of sheriffs that don't run their jail. The BOCC runs them.
Like in Escambia.
Escambia, Okaloosa, right. Escambia and Okaloosa. So we still do those as well. It doesn't have to be run by a sheriff to get accredited. So
what happens if you have a jail that comes up and doesn't pass?
Well, they have a time to fix their problems. And once they do that, they can still get reaccredited. You know, we can put standards on them and say, look, this is what you've got to do. You have this many days to fix it. And then once they do that, we call them sanctions. We'll put them on a sanction. And once they accomplish what they need to do to fix it, then they can come the next time for reaccreditation and then get reaccredited.
And you were saying, I'm sorry, you mentioned Okaloosa and Escambia. Out of 67 counties, how many counties sheriffs don't run their own jail? Do you know?
I used to know. I would say this. I ballpark it around. Don't run their jail.
I'm sorry. You sketched out on us just that one moment. How many?
I'd say about 25, around 25 don't run their jail.
So a little more than a third, a little bit less than half. Okay. All right. Is there any, I don't know, is there any pattern you notice in terms of like jail quality, performance, financials? Just, I mean, is there any correlation between whether sheriffs run them or commissions run them and, you know, how well the jail is run?
No, I don't think so. And there's some jails in Florida that aren't accredited. They haven't come before the commission, and there's nothing that makes it mandatory. What it does do for a sheriff, though, or a BOCC, it really helps with, you know, if you get sued, you can say, this is our standards.
Okay.
We did our standards. We passed them. And, you know, it just helps you show a pattern of you know, doing the right thing. And
okay.
So there are some jails, you know, some of the smaller counties can't afford to get accredited. I mean, it costs money to send a team out to go through all their files and everything. And so the smaller ones like Lafayette and some smaller counties aren't accredited. But FSA, Florida Sheriff's Association, is working now to get the money to help them get accredited. Because our goal is to have all 67 counties accredited, obviously.
And it's not obviously a state mandate, even though it is a state overseen organization, this commission that you're on?
Yes. And,
okay.
And basically what it is, you know, it's like I said, it just helps you. Like, we've been accredited, over 20 years. We got our first Excelsior accreditation, which means we had four accreditation cycles, which are 3 years apart. We had four of them with not one standard not met.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, so pretty proud of that. That was our first Excelsior. So, and since then, you know, we've had a bunch of jails get accredited with Excelsior. So,
no, that's great. Well, that's a very different story from the, you know, the story we keep hearing about the state prisons where, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It just, infrastructure is crumbling, the personnel are scarce, the quality is you know, it, pick a problem and it's got it twice as, you know, it's got all of them. So
it's
good to hear that the people who are serving terms less than a year or on pretrial are in better conditions with more COs operating more professionally. Unfortunately, it's a really bad system with, you know, at the state level. I know, even though you don't run, but so interesting.
Yeah.
No, until today, I didn't even know your commission existed. So that was interesting to hear about.
Yeah.
Sheriff Johnson, he is a sheriff at Santa Rosa County. As I say, he is down in, I think Orlando is what he said, at a conference for the county prison commission that he sits on. And Sheriff, thanks so much for the interesting perspective and teaching me something today. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. My pleasure, Andrew.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are, if you don't have health insurance, and you're kind of wondering what your options are, I'll tell you about a company that you might not have heard of. It's ProHealth Florida. And basically, it's a female-owned local company. They've got 7 locations here in Pensacola, operating for more than 35 years. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. They're in Gulf Breeze by the next to the Whataburger. They're by the Andrews. Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, Pensacola on College, behind the Sam's Club. And they're open for primary care or urgent care, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. And then 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club. And so they have lab work, occupational health screenings, all kinds of stuff. And they also have a ProHealth medical membership plan. Again, if you don't have insurance, this is kind of the thing you might want to consider. It's $45 a month. That gets you unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, Teledoc services 24/7, so you can talk to a doctor on the video conference anytime you want. Annual physical, annual flu shot, a discount on lab work at 25% that's already inexpensive, discount on procedures that are already reasonably priced at 25%. And if you are wondering whether that would be a good option for you or apply to you, hey, give them a call or just check them out online or in person, any of the locations, or prohealthfl.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They'll be playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll talk about Jackson's cooking class, Atlas beverage class, Thanksgiving, holiday hours, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy. Look, the one thing everybody has in common is that nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. He lied to Biden. He lied to House conservatives. He had appropriators marking to a different number altogether. And the reason we were backed up against the shutdown politics is not a bug of the system. It's a feature.
He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown, even threatening his own district with all the military people there who would not be paid, only because he wants to take this motion. So be it. Bring it on. Let's get over with it, and let's start governing.
Kevin McCarthy's going to get his wish. I don't think the adult in the room would allow America to sit atop a $33 trillion debt facing $2.2 trillion annual deficits.
Okay, let's get over with it. I know, everybody makes gaffes in their speaking. So Kevin McCarthy is he's the head of the student council, and Matt Gaetz is the president of the debate team, and high school never ends, and here we go again, right? This is government shutdown averted, but there's more to the story. Matt is going to file a motion to vacate to eliminate Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House. He doesn't have enough votes to pass a motion to vacate, but he does control enough votes in the very thinly Republican House of Representatives to prevent Kevin McCarthy from winning that vote. This is going to be January all over again, where, you know, short of five or six votes of a majority, or two or three, or depending on how many they've got with them, they're going to be able to prevent Kevin McCarthy from thwarting the motion to vacate. So we'll see what happens. Do they get enough Democrats to vote with them? Does Kevin McCarthy have to pay off the Democrats with agreements, political agreements that's going to get them on his side? If they do get rid of the Speaker, who becomes the Speaker? Then there's the other question, which is Matt Gaetz going to get ousted? Because that's been the other side of this, is an effort to kick him out of Congress. It takes two-thirds of the House to do that. Frankly, that to me is super bizarre. I did not realize you could so easily expel a member of Congress.
I was going to say, it's kind of weird. They can expel our representative.
Like, they can just say, nah, screw you voters, we don't want your guy.
There will be a war.
No kidding. I mean, people love Matt. And actually, this is one of the polls that we've been doing today. It's a text poll, so you can text me, and do you support Matt Gaetz in trying to bring the financial reforms and or the get rid of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, and or do you not support him? 437-1620, because I will tell you that the top three news stories of the weekend, particularly after yesterday, all started with Matt Gaetz's name. All over the place, every news site, Matt Gaetz was the news. So he is our congressman. Do you support him? 437-1620. Here's how you want to have your vote counted, okay? You need to include the word Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. Do be sure to spell it right or it won't count. G-A-E-T-Z, and then yes or no. That's it. You don't have to give any other commentary. In fact, when you do, it kind of messes up the numbers a little bit because I got to do the math for the machine. But text Gaetz yes or Gaetz no, depending on whether you support him or not, 437-1620. 824 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Fulton County District Attorney's Office in Atlanta, Georgia, has subpoenaed former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik to testify in the first trial in the alleged plots to subvert Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. 19 defendants, including former President Trump, are charged. The first trial is scheduled to begin later this month. Negotiations between Hollywood actors and the studios are expected to resume later today. SAG-AFTRA actors have now been on strike since mid-July, and a 104-year-old Chicago woman, Andrew, has made history. She set the world record for being the oldest person to skydive.
Wow.
Dorothy Hoffner's her name. She set the record over the weekend after the skydive at Skydive Chicago. Hoffner said, get this, the experience wasn't new to her. She made her first skydive when she turned 100. It's been an annual thing ever since.
Skydiving for the first time at 100.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Never too late.
Well, you also got to kind of do the calculus on.
What do I got to lose, really?
You said it, not me.
You guys.
I mean, look.
You make everything worse always, Andrew.
So she's how old is she?
104.
Almost old enough to be president. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's
I'll do the traffic.
Traffic on the five.
I'm the grown-up.
How's that feel for you?
Not good. Sorry, everybody. North Davis and I-10 in Pensacola showing an accident this morning, kind of near where the station is, but it looks like it's not a roadblock. Hamilton Lane and Hamilton Circle, it looks like a vehicle crash, and it looks like that it does have a slowdown to it. Hickory Flats Road and 182 and J showing an accident this morning. Ward Basin and Highway 90 and Milton showing an accident this morning. It does not look like a roadblock. Semi truck still stopped on the bridge on Barranca. This is westbound just past the intersection with Pace Boulevard, and that area is tied up. And then debris on the Three Mile Bridge, General Chappie James Bridge this morning. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is kind of funny.
Grown up.
I had a friend text me and say that on the Matt Gaetz support or not poll, said you left out a very important category, the high school do you like me note question. Yes, no, and maybe.
One of those little fold things.
Yeah. Well, no, this person said that I don't know where I am. I don't really support Matt, but I do kind of support what he's trying to accomplish. Nah. Yeah, but you know what? You got to vote. I mean, you got to vote one way or the other. You don't get to vote maybe, you know. By the way, in high school, maybe is a no. Just FYI. 827 on News Written, not to disappoint you. Okay, so the poll is running, and I got to do a little bit of math here because again, people text in additional information, which is fine. Just troublesome for me. But I think we're running about 70%. Yeah, it's not quite 75. It's been trending down. It was 80-20 in the beginning all over the course of the show. It's trended down towards about 70-30 now, favoring Matt Gaetz, supporting him. So between 70 and 75% support. 437-1620, if you want to text in. Again, Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, and then yes or no. And be sure to put it that way or it will not count. The Argos played. Argos were against North Greenville. They were away, and it all started well.
Four receivers in the set. Single back is Wilson. Jarrett will pull it from Wilson's stomach. He's looking down the field. He's got a man. It's a touchdown, John Giles. Argos on the board. A laser throw from Pee Wee Jarrett. The crowd goes silent. Giles is too big for and I don't mean this as hyperbole. He's too big for the defensive back.
He's just that man, right? Pee Wee Jarrett again, about a quarter late. That was 1:30 left in the first quarter with 11 minutes left in the second quarter.
Jarrett surveys the defense, takes the snap, pulls it from Woods' belly. He's looking down the field. He's got Leggett. He's got a touchdown. Caden Leggett with the strike.
30 yards for Caden Leggett on the laser. So that was 14-3 at the time. Pee-wee Jarrett again spreading the wealth around. 3 minutes to go in the half.
The single receiver near the Argos sideline, far side of the field. Ball at the 15. Three guys out in the formation. It's Franklin, Leggett, and Blaylock. Woods sits on Jarrett's shoulder. Pee-wee fakes it. Turns the shoulder. He's got Franklin. Touchdown, Argos.
KJ Franklin for 15 yards. They missed a field goal going into the half, so it was 20-3 at the half. Coming out in the second half, you had North Greenville did manage to get a touchdown, Corey Watkins, so that made it 20-10. UWF got another touchdown. Pee-wee Jarrett ran it in on a QB keeper for 2 yards. But then things went weird with almost 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
So this Argo defense with some bodies out of the mix, Byron Perrier being amongst them, now in a little bit of trouble. On their heels a little bit. They'll throw middle of the field. They got the tight end. Richardson's off to the races. He's in for the touchdown.
Dylan Ramirez runs a big one, gets the touchdown, and on like two or three plays later where the UWF is coming back with it.
Has the running back to his left. He's looking downfield, looking for his receiver. He's got a man. It's Giles. Giles makes the catch on the defender. Nope, ripped out of his arms, and it's going to be returned up the sideline for a potential touchdown into the end zone.
It was. Two back-to-back scores made it 27-24. People were freaking out, but and that was a too bad for John Giles on that one. But they got touchdowns after that, and John Giles set a record for UWF with 277 yards. The end of the score, 48-24. That was the fourth highest total, by the way, 277 in all GSC history for John Giles. That man.
I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's business fraud civil trial starts today in New York.
He's accused of misleading banks and insurers while also exaggerating his net worth on paperwork when making deals. The high-profile case was brought forward by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The judge in the case already ruled the Trump Organization engaged in fraud. Trump on social media calls him and Attorney General James a disgrace. The Nobel Prize in Medicine is shared by two scientists whose research helped with the development of mRNA COVID vaccines.
American Dr. Drew Weissman and Hungarian-American colleague Dr. Katalin Karikó will share the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work at the University of Pennsylvania. The committee says the pair helped combat one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. Beautiful morning. It is 68 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola today. And Florida's District 1 Congressman Matt Gaetz planning to introduce a motion this week to remove Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. Gaetz talked to CNN over the weekend. He said he has a lot of Republican support for the motion.
If Kevin McCarthy is still the Speaker of the House, he will be serving at the pleasure of the Democrats. He will be working for the Democrats. The only way Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House at the end of this coming week is if Democrats bail him out.
Gaetz would need a majority vote to remove McCarthy. He says he won't make a deal with Democrats to get enough votes for that measure to pass. We did get some response from Kevin McCarthy over Gaetz' plans.
Yes, I'll survive. You know, this is personal with Matt.
And McCarthy says the issue dates back to the vote for House Speaker earlier this year. A cantonment man has been charged with that shooting at a local bowling alley. Happened just over a week ago. 19-year-old Nicholas Valia is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, as well as other charges. The incident happened in late September. Investigators say Valia shot a 17-year-old multiple times after getting into an argument with a group of people. The victim now is reportedly recovering and doing well. Valia was booked into the Escambia County Jail and has since been released on $46,000 bond. Escambia County deputies arrested a man after he allegedly threatened several people with a gun on Sunday. That happened at a home on Dudley Drive. Escambia deputies responded there after an argument between two women became physical. A male then reportedly pointed a handgun at a group of four people and threatened them. The suspect had fled the scene in a vehicle that was later located on Johnson Avenue. Deputies stopped that vehicle and say they found the gun. Ladarius Blankenship was arrested. He now faces multiple charges related to the case. There's new crime that's now punishable by the death penalty in Florida. New law went into effect yesterday that makes the rape of a child under 12 a crime now eligible for the death penalty in the state. Governor DeSantis says the law affects the worst of the worst. The U.S. Supreme Court will be discussing an Alabama death row case today. Judges are trying to figure out if they'll take up DeForest Johnson's request to throw out a guilty conviction in the shooting death of a Jefferson County deputy. Deputy William Hardy was killed over two decades ago. Johnson has continued to maintain his innocence in the case. Several years ago, advocates were pushing for a new trial. And one person has died after a fatal shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments. That happened on Sunday. PPD says two people were shot. One died. The other was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. The victim's identity has not been released. It's 834 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. Taking a look around, we are seeing some debris on the 3 Mile Bridge, General Chappie James Bridge, so watch out for that. Semi-truck still stopped on the bridge on Barrancas. This is westbound, just past the intersection with Pace, and it looks like Pace is a little slow, both north and south, of course. Taking a look at the rest of the area, a few accidents to watch out for, but not showing roadblocks. Davis Highway and I-10 kind of near the station, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side. And then taking a look in Jay, Hickory Flats Road and 182 showing an accident. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text in your traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful weather continues across the Gulf Coast and Northwest Florida. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, a few spots even into the lower 90s, and low temperatures will continue in the 60s each and every morning. Lots of sunshine, very little in terms of rain chances. If you want to head down to the beach, be mindful. Rip current risk is still high for Monday and Tuesday. It should calm later through the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now we've got 68 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Your money now. The market off to a mixed start this morning. The Dow's down 37.56 at 33,469.94. S&P 500 up 171 today at 42,89.76. The NASDAQ is up 53.39 at 12,275.66. Our 10-year bond rate today is up slightly at 4.63%. Gold prices down 15.10 at 1,851. Silver prices down slightly at 21.64. And if you're invested in crypto, good morning for Bitcoin. They're up 1,346.23 right now at 28,450.78. Millions of federal workers with a sigh of relief today after that 11th hour deal to avoid the government shutdown on Friday. President Biden signed a temporary funding bill over the weekend to fund the government for another 45 days. Two more auto facilities now on strike as the UAW expanded their work stoppage to 7,000 more workers last week. Ford Chicago Assembly Plant and General Motors Lansing Delta Township Plant both added. That brings around 25,000 more workers into the strike. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is recalling more than 3 million Hyundai and Kia models. The NHTSA issued recalls last week for more than 1.7 million Kias and 1.6 million Hyundais because of issues that they say could start a fire. And student loan payments are back. Payments officially went back into effect on Sunday after a three-year hiatus brought on by COVID. As many as 40 million Americans now are going to be stuck paying back their loans. It is 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, every day when we're doing the frivolous segment, I always look to see what day it is today, the National Day of Blank. And it seems like it's National Smarties Day. It's National Produce Misting Day. I'm not making that up. That's actually a thing.
Oh.
National Fried Scallops Day, National Consignment Day, National Child Health Day. That's fine. National Custodial Workers Recognition Day.
That's great.
And National Name Your Car Day is the one that caught my attention for today. So 437-1620, 437-1620, do you have a name for your car? And if so, and this is important, what kind of car and what's the name? So what's the car, what's the name, 437-1620, or no. You can say no, or any other perspective you want. You can always text me in. Any thought that's on your mind, 437-1620. You're giving me a weird look here, Candy.
I know, I don't have a name for it.
You don't have a name for your car?
I don't have a name.
Have you ever named a car?
No.
You feel on the outside looking in about it on this one?
Yeah, I wish I had.
Would you name it a boy or a girl? Cars are typically females. I don't know why, but
I don't know. I never really thought about it till just now. I'm so sorry.
Alexander.
Jeepers Creepers? I don't know. Because it's a Jeep and it creeps. I don't know.
437-1620. I do not have a name for my car. And it's weird too because I like to name things. I think it's a creative exercise. My favorite part of writing a paper in college was always the title.
Oh, right.
Same thing
true?
For
when I used to blog.
I don't publish much anymore, but when I do publish writing, I was, writing the column is one thing. The title, that's my favorite
part.
Because you can really work some magic on a title, But I don't know, naming. Maybe it's because of kids. I don't want to name things anymore because naming a kid is hard. It's a challenge. But no, I think the reason I don't name cars anymore is I got my heart broken. I got my heart really stomped on bad broken.
By a named car?
So the family name.
Was it Christine?
My mom. No, it was not Christine. My mom's family name for cars was Bessie.
Yeah, sure. Old Bessie.
Which is a kind enough like, Sam the dog or whatever, Bessie the car. And we had a, I don't remember, it was a station wagon. I don't know that it was a Vista Cruiser, but it was that era. It was a big, like, fake panel sides, green, like the kind of thing that you wish you could get now, ironically,
Yeah, okay, sure.
But I love that car. I love that car because we could ride in the back, we could put 18 kids in the back and ride super safe back in the day before we had seat belts and, you could play games and all. I love this car. I love this car, Bessie. Went to school one day. Came home and no more Bessie. Mom sold the car while I was at school one day in order to get a newer, more reliable, younger, sleeker, more gas economic single mom at the time, you know, get one she could afford better. And I was just devastated forever. Still to this day, painful, painful. And it was a Dodge Colt. The old 1976 version with the white paint and the red and blue side trim, you know, looked like the racing colors for Evel Knievel. Yeah, so that was not a substitute for my Bessie. And she called it Bessie, but I didn't believe her. So, no, I probably never name a car again because bad mojo for me, bad experience for me. Kind of like the Dodge or the Ford Taurus or Ford Tempo story.
Oh,
a little
right.
bit here. But anyway. It's,
now that you say that, yeah, like we
I have
did
car,
have.
I have bad car stories.
At
I don't
one
know
point,
why.
We had an AMC Pacer. You know what that
oh,
is?
Yeah,
and
for
my
sure.
mother
my dad
called
had
it
a Pacer. Yeah,
my
silver.
Mother called it the fishbowl.
Oh, yeah.
The green fishbowl.
Second
fish bowl,
only
so.
To Gremlin in terrible design. 437-1620. What's your name for your car? What's your kind of car? So yeah, you would think I would name cars cause I have like hundreds of thousands of miles typically on my car,
yeah.
300,000 miles on my Corp, no name, 170,000 on my Civic, no name, 437-16. I don't even gender them. The car's not a woman or a man to me. It's there. It's a tool. I don't get attached. Glinda the White Witch is my white 2006 Toyota Highlander. Like it. Nice. Let's see. The Toyota 4Runner 98. Her name is Nicole. Let's see. Glinda the White Witch. I mentioned that one. Shotzi is a BMW, a 325i. Okay, it's a German name. I kind of like that. Named my truck Charlie because it was my granddad's truck, and I bought it from his estate, an F-150 King Ranch. Wife drives a Ford Flex, and she calls it Felix. Felix the Flex. I like that.
I like that.
Is Charlie the grandpa? I didn't get that from the story, but that's what I'm kind of inferring. 2007 Chevy Impala I inherited from my dad. We call it Grandpa. Like that. A 2008 Dodge Ram 2500. We call it Lurch. It's a beater. Nice. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the
fives. Some great names. As we take a look to see, you know, where Lurch and Nicole are driving today. We're not showing anything. It's going to slow you down there, except for Barrancas and Pace. There's a semi-truck that's stopped on the bridge on Barrancas westbound just past the intersection, and Pace was a little backed up north and southbound. Debris on the 3 mile bridge this morning. Watching an accident in J at Hickory Flats Road and 182 this morning. Hamilton Lane and Hamilton Circle, it looks like, showing a vehicle crash. Taking a look in Milton Ward Basin and Highway 90, showing an accident this morning, but not a roadblock. And Davis and I-10 near the station. It looks like that has been cleared, but certainly watch for emergency vehicles at all these places. 437-16 or emergency Nicole's. I don't know. I wonder if they named theirs. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Not to be too completely on the nose about this, but if you need to get the next vehicle, if it's time,
look how it is. Yeah.
If it's time to get Nicole too. You know, or the new version of Charlie, Frontier Motors has fantastic selection, about 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sedans, sports cars. They got it all. And they're all kind of grouped by type. So if you know you're looking for a sports car, you go to this part. If you're looking for a truck, you go to that part. And then you can compare several different makes, models, colors, styles, all the stuff, you know, and see them side by side. And they're going to be cars that are, you know, one or two or maybe 3 years old in, you know, low miles in great condition. That's what they really specialize in, like A quality, almost new cars is the way I think about it. So if you need a new car or need to rename your car and move on to another one, you know, you're tired of the old one and you love them, but, you know, it's time to move on. That's fine. Frontier Motors has that next vehicle for you. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to some of these texts we got. Let's see. An F-150 Black Harley Davidson Edition 8-Ball is the name of that one. I like that. I've been through the desert driving cars with no name everywhere else, too. Thanks for the America reference. I like that. Durango. It's a Durango. Go figure. That's great. 71 Ford Stepside covered in rust named Grady. Oh, nice. Okay, very good. I think I. What's her name? What's the
Esther?
No, it's not Esther. I'm coming to see it.
What is her name?
Oh, I know. I can't.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Thank you. I knew it started with an E.
I mean, I don't know. I'm too young. What are you talking about?
I don't know either. My grandparents told me about it. Had a 2000 Dodge Caravan, named it the Love Machine. Well, we bought a Grand Caravan as a result of. Well, for our first baby, let's just say it that way. Karen is my work mower. She's always causing issues. Your work more like he's a landscaper or something.
That's
I love
great.
It. I drive. Let's see. I also have a University of Miami license plate on the Corolla, snow Corolla. Okay. Let's see. I don't name my car, but my daughter does. She has a Kia Red Inferno Soul. It's called the Grim Reaper. Oh, okay. All right. Sure. Matching tattoos. Somebody here says a 06 Mustang convertible, salty Stang.
I like it.
68 Camaro. Oh, where's that? What color? I want to see that. Camaro RS, Evil Monkey is the name. That's more of a moniker, a title than, well, I don't know, it could be a name. Let's see. The Jeep in the Roy Rogers TV show was Nellie Bell. Okay. All right. Cool. Good. Interesting note. My new company van is a tiny Ram ProMaster. I call it the Chiclet.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And the last one here is a 2015 GMC Grand GMC Canyon called Gracie. Aww. And she was a gift. Oh,
that's sweet.
See, these are great. Yeah. All my pain aside. 849. Now kind of makes me want to name my car.
I
feel like I've dropped
car.
The ball on this. I feel like I should come up with a name for my car. All right, it's not too late. 849 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want some good advice, just want input, just want to bounce the idea off or see, like, you know, what can you afford? What's in your price range? What's the market doing in your price range? Because, you know, what homes are doing in the $700,000 range might very well be different than what they're doing in the $500,000 and what they're doing in the $300,000 range, if you can find one for that price. And the point is that, like, knowing which part of the market you're dealing with and what's happening there with demand is, because it's not like a market. It's a lot of different markets based on price, location, desirability, all that kind of stuff. So Christina Leavenworth, she knows all this stuff cold. 230 homes sold last year. 230 homes sold last year. That's ridiculous. But she and her folks at Leavenworth Realty are a great team. They will take care of you, love talking to you, and they will give you really good advice. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We don't discuss business at the table.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
We believe that there are historic properties in the city that exist outside of the historic districts, and we believe that citizens should have the ability to designate their property through this process. And as Tim has explained, anybody who participates in this, they have to want it, right? It's not the position of the Historic Preservation Board to go out and compel people to go through this process.
Okay, I know that particular clip is not give you the evidence of Milton City Council drama, but that's the backdrop, okay? That's John David Ellis talking about this proposal to have people opt in to being in the historic district, even if they don't live in the geographic area around the historic district. There was one group, I think it was the Historic Preservation Board, that wanted it, and the planning board didn't want it, so there were dueling boards, disagreement about all of this. And the, one of the questions that had come up was, well, is it possible that any of the property owners along Highway 90 would be able to opt into this, and somehow that might thwart the four-laning of Highway 90? And the mayor asked Alex Andrade his opinion.
I don't believe that this, in the same way a city council opinion on county-owned property then prevent the demolition of the Whittle Building, I don't believe that this would change the state's perception about state-owned right-of-way and what they can and can't do on state-owned right-of-way.
All right, so, you know, he gave an answer. He doesn't think it's an issue, but that was not good enough for Pitchfork Posse founding member Sherry Chapman, who says...
Now, to say I don't know or I don't think or I don't suppose that it will make a difference is not enough to pass a new ordinance. You need to have no, it will not, absolutely it will not, and no, there's no way to block it. So you are standing on a balance beam that you cannot balance that answer on because you don't have a concrete answer. You have, I don't think so. That's not a no. That's not an absolutely no.
Well, I mean, the weird metaphor about the balance beam aside, he's given his best, but that's not where it gets entertaining.
So till you get some concrete answers, Mr. Snow and Mr. Andrade, who are snickering as if they are professional people and have lived in historic districts quite for a while and know how it works, you know, y'all are the two that were bitching about people being caught being rude. And y'all are two of the rudest I've seen.
Now, you hear that particular word said with a Southern accent, and it's almost airworthy, but we don't typically say that word on the radio. It's a B word, and they were complaining. You read between the lines here. So this is kind of like the earlier thing where Marilyn Farah was wanting to make sure the record reflected that Alex Andrade was frowning at her. Now, apparently, Sherry Chapman wants the record to reflect that they're snickering at her, and... Of course, Mayor Lindsay never want to abandon a cause where it can make Jeff Snow or Alex Andrade look bad.
All right. Thank you for your remarks. I would just remind the public to please refrain from profanity. And Mr. Snow, please try not to interrupt speakers at the podium. That would be ideal.
Let the record reflect that Jeff Snow snickered. So that's, I know it's low-key drama. I didn't even play the clip about where, you know, I mean, there's so much. It's always so much. And by the way, Scott Collins is his first meeting tonight. The new city manager will be in because it's October. So it's entirely possible that Milton City Council Melodrama Theater is going to go away as a show. Because maybe he'll have the stern enough hand to bring everything into compliance. Meanwhile, the mayor, Heather Lindsay, is now bashing former city manager Randy Jorgensen in his absence.
I know from Mr. Spears' complaint that Mr. Jorgensen lied to him about me and things that I said, because I didn't say the things that Mr. Spears believes I said. And the only way Mr. Spears would have those beliefs is because Mr. Jorgensen lied to him, because I wasn't in the room with Mr. Spears, so he would have not known. So it's just, it's very...
It's very frustrating for her.
Difficult to think about how we move forward as an organization. We are an unhealthy organization because we don't trust each other.
Well, that is not news. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
Taking a look around the historic district, speaking of which, in Milton, in that area, we are showing an accident near Ward Basin and Highway 90, so not exactly in the historic district. Taking a look in Pace, Hamilton Lane and Hamilton Circle showing an accident. Hickory Flats Road and 182 and J showing an accident. I'm not showing a roadblock at any of these places. North Davis and I-10 kind of near the radio station showing an accident, but it looks like that has been cleared and moved off to the side, and it looks like Barrancas may have been cleared as well after semi-truck stopped on the bridge on Barrancas westbound just past the intersection with Pace. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I don't think I gave you the real payoff here, because we can't really finish a section on the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater without reminding people that it's the city where good living flows, or as one person earlier said, well, it's a city where good government flows like effluent. Lightly treated affluent.
That's nice. I appreciate everything they do. Don't give me that face. It's hard to be an elected official. I can't even imagine.
It absolutely is.
Appreciate y'all.
It really is. It's easier to get out of a hole, though, when you stop digging. That's my advice. Yeah. Tell that to my first three husbands. 850.
I meant me, not them.
On News Radio 92.3, time for...
I can't think of any jokes right now, Future News.
So, Matt Gaetz is going to file a motion to vacate the speakership and maybe try to get a new speaker. Is he going to win? Is Kevin McCarthy going to be ousted?
Yes.
Oh, you switched your vote.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm a no also. I just don't think it's going to work. I think that Kevin McCarthy
He's going to be there. Everything's fine.
He has enough political power that he only needs a few Democrats on his side, and he can probably get them on his side. But that's going to look bad for him going forward, I suppose.
I just found out McCarthy was a Republican. Like earlier in the show off air. That's true. That's yeah.
Will Matt Gaetz be ousted from his seat?
No.
Also seems unlikely to me. But, you know, there you go. Have a good rest of the day. We'll learn more as a...
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.